Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday to everyone out there. And in the tease, I did say it felt like a what's trending type of day, because so many things on the timeline been trending. So John, you might appreciate this. So back in 2018, In the Loop used to have a segment called What's Trending. Remember?
Yeah,
you had old Chris Jones back here always talking about North Korea. Always bringing up Jim Ong-un.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
He always used to bring that up every single time. I'm like, damn, brother. Yeah. I think it's more stuff going on.
So Kim Jong-un today.
Every single time.
Like, I know what's happening on your timeline, friend.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I think I'm going to bring this intro back right here.
Oh, and no.
Kind of do it what's trending.
All right.
How we used to do back in the day.
Well, that hit pretty good.
North Korea.
No, oh, God, playing. No.
So, what's trending in these streets of Twitter and social media? One Sydney Sweeney. So, actress. Oh,
what was that? Was that out loud?
What was that? Wait a minute. Damn, man.
Wait, was that out loud?
Yeah. You know, she the only reason John McClane watched Euphoria, right?
Yeah, he said that.
He's a big fan of Euphoria because of her.
There are other reasons to watch it, but I get it. I get it.
Yeah, but so Sydney Sweeney was honored at the Variety Power of Women event, and she wore an interesting dress that showed a lot of things.
Yeah, it did.
And
how
I
many
hate,
of those things did it?
A couple.
Okay, gotcha.
And yeah, a lot of people are just keep this. I'm mad that I clicked on the tweet because I was trying to see what was going on. And now I just keep getting all these Sydney Sweeney news and updates and all this other stuff. I'm like, I don't care about this girl.
No.
But, yeah, so she been kind of killing the internet for the last 24 hours.
Just off them pictures alone, huh?
Just off the dress.
Don't act like you haven't seen them.
I actually sincerely have not.
Like, really?
This timeline full of stats and sports, man.
That's right. Real full sicko mode over here.
Yeah.
I am surprised by that because I feel like, and maybe this, I'm not trying to be too cool for school, I promise, but like, are we not familiar with her game?
But when she bring her game to the court.
She put a particular 50-point game up, is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to talk about the game. Yeah,
you're looking live.
Which, speaking of, somebody who would appreciate Sydney Sweeney very much right there. See, maybe I just like, my particular player is when I see Meg Thee Stallion get out here and put another one of her 50-point games
on
the board.
Again.
For some reason, that one feels different.
You're not necessarily just focused on one.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Let me ask y'all something, man. And I might be the only one out here to say this, but outside of the obvious with her, is she cool or she all right?
What do you mean? How so?
Like, is she all that? Or is it, or are we just looking at the obvious with her?
Oh, you mean like
there's a lot of obvious.
Yeah, that's what I said. Outside the obvious, is she?
You talking about like her face? Or yeah, like, is she pretty? Is she one of those?
Are people overhyping her a little too much?
She's very conventionally attractive. I think that.
Is she though?
She seems pretty. Oh, okay. There's a take being made.
Hey, I could go to the Galleria right now.
Don't go there. That is not.
Without the obvious, man. Y'all over here Google gogging over her.
Press pause,
dude.
We not gonna pretend like Houston don't got beautiful women. Yeah, that's not fair necessarily.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but no, she is attractive. I think also she's got some.
What?
Like, she's got like some interesting hobbies. Because I'm pretty sure she's like really big into cars. I think she like has like a Ford Bronco that she's fixing up herself.
Well, she
or
did the
like
intro
that.
For Game 4, right? In the World Series?
I don't
yeah,
recall.
Yeah, she did the intro, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
She cool.
I'm saying she...
She is a big fan. Yeah, she gives a little bit of tomboy energy when she's not in those spaces. Nah, she's not your cup of tea. I get it.
Outside the obvious, I think she's cool.
Yeah, she's not your cup of tea. I get it. She's not right dead in center mind.
People
either.
Putting her in the top 10 and all that stuff. I'm like, all right, y'all.
All those top 10 lists, there's like 700 women you could put in the top 10. You know, there's always going to be.
I think she cool. I think she's okay. With the obvious, yes. Without the obvious, I think she's cool.
We got people weighing in on the text line from the 346. She's pretty. But her face, like I literally, those are the next words.
That's all. That's
which I
no, that, I know what you were saying.
Wow.
I know what you were saying.
We got a lot more contrarians than just me in here. I see y'all out here.
I don't. I'm not going to say you're nuts and you need to apologize.
I will say this though.
She's Sofia Vergara.
Look, clearly. I will say this. Yeah. I did watch the show Euphoria,
mm-hmm.
and I understand why people like her. Her character in that show was really good.
I think
she's a solid actress, outside,
like in real life, to me, I feel like it's not the same as her character.
This is how I'll put it. I think she's a lot more than you're giving her credit for in some of the textures, but I wouldn't say she's, you know, the ultimate.
I think I can
some of y'all hating now. I see y'all.
I think I can find somebody prettier than her at the Galleria.
Now that's all I'm saying. Now that's where you're just dead wrong.
And then I do wonder how
they'll be competitive.
I do wonder how much of this is a matter of taste, but I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, because it's funny because like I said, I like her character a lot in the show,
mm-hmm.
which kind of bring me to a character I really like in the show Sex in the City. I'm a big fan of Carrie Bradshaw
mm-hmm.
in the show.
Yeah,
but I'm not really a fan of her in real life.
Sarah
if that
Jessica
makes
Parker.
Sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So like I like her. I think she's very attractive in the show. Maybe it's her character.
Huh.
Her,
okay.
But in real life, I'm like, I'm not really a fan of mm-hmm.
Figgy said, I'm attracted to her personality. Yeah. And I respect that.
I like the character. And it's funny because my wife is kind of like this with, I think it was Chris Hemsworth
mm-hmm.
who played Thor. She likes Thor, the character Thor. But she don't really care for him in other movies or anything like that.
Hold on, 281. I might need to leave the show early. Someone said I was just in HEB in Rosenberg and saw 20 women much better looking than Megan Thee Stallion. Well, I need to get to that Rosenberg because either you lying or something special is happening there.
Wow.
She cool though, man. She, you know.
That sounds cool. That still doesn't sound right.
Like I said, you got to go in the Galleria and see. There's a lot of good looking chicks there. That's kind of similar to her to me, or might be better.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You bringing up Euphoria just made me mad because I feel like the director writer there is really ruining what should be a much better show. But that's neither here nor there.
yeah, that's a very dark show. But yep, you in the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's Halloween and you got a lot of celebrities dressing up as different things for Halloween, including one Northwest. Northwest, if you don't know, that is Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's daughter, man. Their oldest daughter.
For some reason, seeing like the celebrities' children, as a man who does not have a child myself, is really making me think a lot of the, damn, they grow up quick. How is she already this big?
Yeah, the same thing with Blue Ivy Carter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who's probably, look like she about 6 foot.
It's crazy.
But,
oh, wow, she is the old, older.
Yeah. So Northwest, she went, her costume this year was streamer Kai Cenat. Mm-hmm. And it got a local tie to it because some people are looking at her like, man, this don't look like no damn Kai Cenat.
It does not.
This look like CJ Stroud.
It really does. Like, you just saw John Lopez. Yeah.
It look exactly. She look exactly like CJ Stroud.
She should honestly have a number 7 jersey on.
Yes. Without question. She has to. She would have to tell me.
Like her face.
10 times out of 10 that she is Kai Cenat. Yeah. If she just walked in and I had to guess, CJ Stroud would be
absolutely
top 3 guesses
yep.
of who I think she was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So salute to her. She should have put that jersey on, man.
She
would have killed it, man.
Yes.
He probably got something out of CJ Stroud, too, man.
Yeah, CJ is so nice. He probably would have sent something.
Yeah, he probably would have did a little video and said, hey, salute, appreciate you and all that stuff. I'm a big fan of your. Maybe your mother, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like, which one of those is more
somebody.
Aggressive? Because I feel like either of those is a problem
from,
in one
hey,
way or
they
another.
All from Cali and all that stuff. So I'm sure you're a big fan of the Kardashians. All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Another thing that was trending on my timeline. Remember the movie Scream?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Scream actually have a part 7 now. They just released the trailer.
Dang.
So Scream 7 just released its trailer. You got Neve Campbell, of course.
Oh, Neve Campbell's still in it?
She's still in it,
Talk
man.
Talk to Neve, man.
So, she was starring in it. So I got a question for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all feel like this series of Scream is becoming the modern day Halloween?
Well, in terms of number of movies, yes.
He's like, they're definitely hitting for the licking.
It seems like
way.
It's this day and age how Halloween was.
I could see that.
At one point. Because yeah. you still got Neve, who and she's kind of like the Jamie Lee Curtis,
mm-hmm.
who's going to play in every single one no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, and one of the things that I will give credit for, I feel like scary and horror movies, especially ones of this kind of caliber or this kind of ilk, they can be this. They don't even have to be like great, but because of the particular niche. Because of the particular niche, I think that the fan base is like, yeah, I'll keep coming here, especially if Nev's in it, right? Especially if you got your main girl in there.
Yeah. And they'll just they don't their expectation is the same. You know, it doesn't have to be like, you know, Godfather 2 or something. You know, that's give me what we got last time.
I think according to the trailer, this one is centered kind of around her daughter. So she
but
got
again,
a, she got an older daughter.
Same thing.
Going through the same thing. I know, Sydney, every time she hear this.
I am deeply concerned about.
Yeah.
Wait.
Every time she hear this. Oh, Sydney. I would have picked up the phone like, all right, man.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Still doing this?
Yeah.
I need them to like be very realistic and have her really be exasperated. Like, come on, man. Get off my phone.
Yeah, I think I seen the trailer. I think she was, I don't know if she was doing some at home work type of work where mm-hmm. she was on the call. She was just sitting there typing like,
whatever,
what's up?
Man. Yeah, what you got going on?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
Oh, we still hey, doing what's
this?
Up?
Yeah. Hey, this is 30 She's, years later. Hey,
she starts talking to him like it's a homeboy. Yeah. Oh, man, what you been up to?
How's the family?
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So something else that's been trending on my timeline. This one is actually kind of funny. So we all know about the 6'7", right?
Yeah.
Do you guys know what it means?
It doesn't really mean anything. I know that it originated from a song.
So you don't know what it means?
does it have a meaning?
I don't know. I was asked. I asked, did you know what it means?
All I've ever done is take people's words for it. I've heard that it doesn't really mean anything. I've heard that it can be this or that kind of stuff, you know, just which is why they do the hand gesture. But I don't really know.
Yeah, my understanding was they were quoting a song. I can't remember by whom, but in the song they were talking about LaMelo Ball, who is 6'7". Like, that was the line. And then people just started doing it. Yeah, like, and then from there, it doesn't really mean anything as a meme. It's just a thing that people do. Like, when we would do D's Nuts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, that does have a meaning, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's the way that I've interpreted it. If there's another meaning, then I just have to admit that I'm actually a lot older than I realized.
Yeah, so apparently, I guess this neighborhood has some type of town hall meeting or something,
mm-hmm.
because it was kids riding around on electric bikes and all that type of stuff.
How dare they?
And they had no idea what the hell 6'7" mean.
I am deeply concerned about the kids riding those electric bikes around the neighborhood yelling 6'7". No one knows what it means, but it must be stopped.
Oh my God.
But it must be stopped.
I don't know what it is, but I don't
must
want
be
it.
Stopped.
She gave energy like she thought they were gangbanging with the 6'7". Yeah. Like these 6'7" kids.
Hey, she probably thought it was.
They're up to no good.
It must be stopped.
I would guess maybe that's where she was going.
The old 6'7" gang.
Yeah. Something like,
riding around on these electric bikes, yelling 6'7".
Those little 6'7" hoodlums.
This is probably the greatest things, the greatest thing kids came up with, because we have no idea what, and I see a lot of people keep trying to figure out what it means.
You know what drives me nuts about it? I feel like the kids know and they're just not telling.
Of course. Well, they also know that it doesn't actually mean anything. So, like, we're going to keep
but
doing
no,
it.
No, I feel like it does mean something. They know, but just collectively, the millions of kids in this country have said, hey, we ain't going to tell anybody.
You've been a child before. You know damn well we don't have no meaning
it
to
probably
this.
Meant,
doing this.
It probably meant something at some point, but it's just been so funny where it's like, oh, it don't mean anything.
Yeah.
It just, the game of telephone,
mm-hmm.
where it just got back to now, is like, oh, I don't know what it means.
I did see a Halloween costume, which was pretty good. Just a dude wearing a 6 and a woman wearing a 7.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, is you come to that door when that child comes up, and you hit him with that 6'7", and you get him right back. You get in the trick while they get the treat. Yeah, flip that around on them.
Mm-hmm.
But there, somebody said, to be honest, mobile scooters are mostly in wealthy neighborhoods. Yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah, she was Karen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
No, that was very evident.
100%.
Yeah.
From the audio. All right, here you go. That is Figgy's mixtape.
It needs to be stopped.
This damn 6'7".
I am deeply concerned about the kids riding those electric bikes around the neighborhood yelling 6'7". No one knows what it means, but it must be stopped.
But it must. It must. I need that clip, by the way. I don't know what it means, but it must be stopped. I need that one. That one that needs to stay on the show. All right. Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday. Right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive that are at the Raven Tower in near Northwest, right off of 45. But before we get there, we got to draft the weekend. And I want more of your answers as to what are you most scared of in Houston sports right now with the Halloween thing. We'll do all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.